glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And our guest, Ms. Elizabeth Hansen, who is the author and etc. of Authentic Luxury Travel. We mentioned earlier the national parks, and to me, honestly, Elizabeth, I think that is our national treasure. The fact that we set up these national parks so long ago and maintained them to the authenticity that they still have in many cases, it is a piece of Americana that everyone should see. I'm not much into camping at this point in my life, so what do we do next?
Well, you don't need to camp to go to a national park and to have a really great time with your family or on your own, because there's a lot of places to stay, sometimes not right in the national park, but certainly adjacent to it, where you can have hot showers and good facilities and still have the national park experience. One of my favorite national parks is Glacier National Park in Montana.
Right. And, we've not been there.
Well, it's a great national park, and they have the national park lodges, the big old lumber, you know, the big old
timbered beam. Yeah, beautiful things.
Beautiful timber and beam make a great postcard, or even a good place to go and have a cup of tea and just soak up the atmosphere. But honestly, these parks are just, these big national park lodges just are so crowded with tourists, with bus tours, with the bus fumes in the parking lot are not exactly why people go to national parks. So when I go to Glacier National Park, I like to stay at Apgar Village Lodge, which is right on the edge of Glacier National Park, and it's at the southern end of Lake McDonald. So I stay in one of, they call them cabins, but I think they're not really cabins. They're more like log hotels. And
right.
I can get up in the morning, make myself a cup of tea, walk down to the river, and watch the rapids flowing in the river while I have my tea. And oftentimes, there's nobody but me and the ducks. And the same thing happens at the end of the day. I can pour a glass of wine and walk down to Lake McDonald and watch the sunset. And that is luxury. That is authentic luxury travel, because I'm not surrounded by tons of people who are chattering, and I'm immersed in nature, and I don't smell any bus fumes from the parking lot.
Yeah, or if we were at Yosemite, I guess, or not the one, my mind just went blank with not Yosemite, but with all of the hot pots and geysers.
Oh,
and
Yellowstone.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, Elizabeth.
I've had more caffeine than you have today.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you. I need another cup. But one of the lodges there, the main lodge, they've got a huge glass window that looks out mm-hmm. over a lake and a field mm-hmm. and whatnot. And they've got some Adirondack chairs out there, et cetera, and watch the sunset. And yes, the elk or whatever moose will come wandering across, and or the whatever, you know, the mountain sheep. And by the time 300 of your closest new friends all go, "Oh, Ethel, look, there it is." Boom, they're mm-hmm. gone. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just on a dead run because they've scared them off with the noise and things. Mm-hmm. I can see the advantage of just having your own little place, and if you can commune with nature and see the ducks or the moose or goose or whatever, wow, that is living large.
And, you know, you really absolutely don't have to rough it to enjoy America's national parks. And, by the way, I absolutely agree with you that our national parks are our national treasure. There's a place in southern Utah called Amangiri, and it's a resort that overlooks the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. It's a great base for exploring that red rock area of southern Utah.
Now, oh, it's gorgeous.
Amangiri is only one of two Amun resorts in the United States, and it is spectacular. And you can come back from a day of mountain biking or hiking or picnicking in the Red Rock Canyons all around there. Maybe you do an excursion to Bryce Canyon National Park and then come back.
That is one of the most beautiful places on this planet.
Isn't it breathtaking? I absolutely
it is.
Agree with you. Yeah. And you can come back to Amangiri at the end of the day, and somebody, you know, the valet takes your car and parks it, and somebody welcomes you back and calls you by name and says, are you ready for a glass of wine kind of thing. But they have a wonderful spa there, a beautiful swimming pool. So one day, if you want to just enjoy the spa and the pool and have a really that kind of luxury, and then the next day you put on your good shoes and get your hat and your sunscreen and your bug spray, and you go off to Bryce Canyon National Park and do a seriously invigorating,
sure,
memorable hike.
And then come back and have another massage or whatever. I like
exactly.
it. Exactly. You have a term for this, and that is what?
Authentic luxury travel.
Well, and I saw something called glamping. Explain, please.
Okay, glamping. Now, glamping is my other really favorite thing to do. Glamping, which is short for glamorous camping. Now, for instance, if you want to explore the area around Kings Canyon and Sequoia National Park in Northern California, mm-hmm. Sequoia National Forest, there's a place up there called Sequoia High Sierra Camp. Now, they have permanent tents that they put up there in the summertime, and you go and stay in a tent. The tent has a real bed. The one we were in had a king-size bed with high thread count linens, beautiful comforters, duvets, whatever you want to call them.
And I'm in.
And they're serviced once a day, so you have clean sheets and clean towels every day. But you're actually out. You are technically in a canvas tent, but my husband's 6'4", and he had no trouble standing up. I think the ceiling.
As am I. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. And this is kind of like the things sometimes you see on these African photography safaris,
sure,
or whatever.
Exactly.
Where you come back in the evening and they've got nice wine and cocktails waiting
mm-hmm.
for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is like when we went to Zambia. We stayed in bush camp in the national parks in Zambia, by the way. And we stayed in bush camps, and it was the same thing. You'd come back, and it's called a bush camp. But seriously, we're talking very comfortable beds and running water and hot showers. And
we've got about a minute left. Let's talk about the food a little bit, because if I'm like your husband, he likes to eat. So, you know, what's on the menu?
Oh, well, most of these places really excel in using the local produce. So if you're interested in farm-to-table cuisine, you want to know what local people eat. You didn't go to Zambia to eat burgers or go find the one McDonald's in the country. So I would say that the bush camps, the glamping experiences, the boutique hotels, these authentic luxury ways of traveling and staying in a destination also offer local, regional cuisine, farm-to-table specialties.
Fresh and delicious. How does one find out more about what you have to offer with Authentic Luxury Travel?
Well, the best thing is to go to my website, which is authenticluxurytravel.net.
Super. Well, thank you for giving us so much of your time, Elizabeth, and we look forward to having you on the Travel Planners Radio Show again. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy. Our email is kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com, and we'll be right back on the Global American Broadcasting Network.